This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
One last thing, I definitely want to just talk about Africa real quick. So, you know, it's we've been having a lot of Africa vibes lately. You know, we was with Akon. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Akon.
Legendary.
Talking about Senegal, talking about, you know, his vision and his plans for Africa. Then we was at AfriCon and was on a dope panel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking about Africa and the diaspora and different things of that nature. And then we went to the ball. Then we were actually with Black Sam yesterday and had lunch with him. Took us to an Ethiopian spot. And that he was giving us information on Ethiopia. You know, their family's from Eritrea. Their father is from Eritrea. Mm-hmm. So he was giving us information on Eritrea, Ethiopia, that whole, you know, vibe that they have there. You know, Ethiopia is the only country in Africa to never be colonized. Haile Selassie.
Selassie, yeah.
Fought off colonization from Mussolini. You know, Mussolini, Italy, they colonized Eritrea. And he was telling me that's why I was like, even to this day, like, there's a lot of Italian influence in Eritrea. Like, they, spaghetti, like, even architecture, is like, they still have an imprint on the country. But Ethiopia is the only country to never be colonized in Africa. But, of course, we are going to Africa for Market Mondays. We're going to be announcing that real soon, Ghana. But the plan is definitely, you know, a lot of plans and vibes for Africa. And I say Africa, a lot of times people be like, well, why don't you talk about a specific country? Well, A, it's not about one country. And B, those countries were drawn up by European colonizers. Those countries didn't exist before the European colonizers came and carved up the continent like a piece of cake. So it's like you worrying about this country and that country and that country, but that's a form of division. Mm-hmm. And there's unity in working together. And there's unity, and of course, people have different cultures, different tribes. You know, we're respectful of that, but the message is not for individualism or patriotism for your own particular land.
Yeah,
that is one of the reasons why we are in such a divisive place in this world today, because black people in America feel a certain way, and then it's black people in Brazil that feel a certain way, and then it's black people in South Africa, and then Nigeria and Ghana, and then everybody's fighting against each other, and it's a divide and conquer. As long as they can keep you divided, then it's easy to keep you conquered.
Absolutely.
So Africa is definitely on the radar, the whole entire continent of Africa, East Africa, West Africa, South Africa, Central Africa. The whole entire continent is on the radar because I feel like there is so much opportunity and shared information and resources and, you know, for both parties to actually learn and benefit from each other. So definitely something that's a major, you know, vision for us and something that I think, you know, more people should actually look into to see, okay, how can I utilize my resources and my talent to be helpful? And that's another thing. Like, that's what Swiss told us, even going to Saudi Arabia. It's like, it's not about seeing how you can just make a quick dollar or how you can, you know, extract, you know, the resources, you know, different from a colonizer in that standpoint. It's like, how can you be helpful?
Yeah.
How can you learn the culture? How can you, like, he was telling us, he was like, you know, as far as like going to Saudi Arabia, he was like, you know, artists have the wrong idea. They go and they try to overcharge for a show. He's like, I'll do a show for free. He's like, because, you know, he said, money is the least beneficial thing that you can get from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
That's the least beneficial thing. Like, that's easy. They write you a check, but that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't you try to learn the culture? Why don't you try to really be ingrained in a day-to-day society and appreciative? And these are the things that I think are important when you're traveling, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't come with an American mindset of like, this is our way of life. This is our culture. This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
That's not the best way to go about it. And that's any way you go, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in Asia, whether it's you go to Canada, go to Mexico. Like, it's not the best way to go about it. And it's like, you know, when you realize that, you know, you got to be a diplomat and you got to, you know, learn the culture, learn the world, and be a global citizen. So that's why, like, the World Tour for us was so important, because it's like, this is a unique period in time, and we're able to connect dots globally from just a cell phone. So we have to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And we got to think outside of our box. Like, our culture is our culture, but the world is bigger than our culture. It's bigger than hip hop culture. It's bigger than slang. It's bigger than being a street person. It's bigger than rap music. All of that is cool because that's the stuff that we kind of grew up on.
Yeah.
But
elevate past
what's the next elevation from that, right? Like, you could just stay in that mindset forever, but that's limited. So it's like, now it's like, all right, international business, learning different languages, learning different cultures, you know, figuring out how you can be helpful and beneficial. Like, these are things that's very important. So I feel like Africa is on the forefront for the next 100 years. And anybody that does not take advantage of that will definitely be doing themselves a disservice.
Yep. I don't think it could be said any better. 2.5 billion people. And when you're thinking about opportunities, a lot of people go into the mindset like, well, what opportunities can I provide?
Endless.
Here's the consensus answer. Everything.
Everything.
We need everything.
Yep.
Right? And if you can't bring it, let's figure out how we can partner to make sure that it's here. We spoke to a gentleman. This is crazy. He was just like, you know what? We were talking about business. He was like, you know, I have a mobile service in Africa. He said, I haven't made a dollar in the United States in 20 years. And I live in California.
Yeah.
20 years, haven't made a dollar here. So there's opportunities in every aspect of business. And a lot of times, and we spoke to some people, it was like, you don't even have to create a new business, right? You could look at a business that exists and say, here's how we make this suitable for this country, or we made it suitable for this continent, because it doesn't exist, right? We know that it works here. How can we implement it? How can we change it? How can we strategically place it so that it fits this environment?
And do what's best for the people. Exactly. And you don't know how to do that unless you're in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep saying, when I go to Mexico, like, you have to learn their build relationship there. You just can't go there and set up shop and take, like, that does not work. You have to build relationship there, have good relationship, good partnerships, people that advocate for you. But the moat is going to be international.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, oh, why you keep going to Mexico? I'm like, y'all can have the States. I keep telling you, it's dried up. Go ahead, enjoy. Y'all can have this. Yeah, America's IBM. Every other country, AMD, NVIDIA. Go ahead, enjoy. We've told you three times now, if you do nothing with it, but if we don't, China will continue to do so.
Yeah. And I don't want to create any more division.
Yes.
But Ghana, you are on the clock. We have had jollof rice from Nigeria on a few occasions now. They are in the lead. But Ghana, you on the clock. We need to get some jollof rice from from Guyanese. We need it from Guyana. Please, we need that rice because there is a competition that has gone on here for decades now. But Nigeria is in the lead. I'll just say that.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.